各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be all, brothers and sisters.
今天晚上一起来查考的题目是：来吧，样样都齐备了。
The topic we're going to study tonight is "Come, all things are ready."
是来自主耶稣所讲的一个比喻。
It came from a parable spoken by Jesus.
路加福音十四章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 14.
路加福音第十四章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 14.
15-24.
Verse 15-24.
路加福音第十四章十五到二十四节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 14, verse 15-24.
同席的有一人听见这话，就对耶稣说：“在神国里吃饭的有福了。”16节。
16.
耶稣对他说：“有一个人摆设大筵席，请了许多客。”17节。
17.
到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说：“请来吧，样样都齐备了。”18节。
18.
众人一口同意的推辞，头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我食了。”19节。
19.
又有一个人说：“我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我吃了。”20节。
20.
又有一个说：“我才娶了妻，所以不能去。”21节。
21.
那仆人回来把这事告诉了主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说：“快出去到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。”22节。
22.
仆人说：“主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空座。”23节。主人对仆人说：“你出去到路上和篱笆哪里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。”24节。
24.
我告诉你们，先前所请的人一个没有得偿我的筵席。主耶稣在有一次被请去吃饭。
There was once that Lord Jesus was invited to a banquet.
就在吃饭的时候讲了这段的比喻。
At the banquet, he spoke this parable.
主耶稣很懂得把握在适当的时候讲适当的教训。
Lord Jesus knew how to take the time to speak the right truth at the right time.
主耶稣的道理都是信仰带进生活，生活里面又有信仰。
His parables involve application to life and vice versa.
神的道是两刃的利剑。
The word of God is a double-edged sword.
就是又有属灵的方面，又有属肉的方面的道理。
And that is, it has truth in the spiritual and also physical aspect.
十五节告诉我们，在吃饭的时候，有人听见主耶稣讲的道理，就跟主耶稣讲，在神国里吃饭的人有福了。
In verse 15, it says, "Blessed is the man who will eat in the feast in the kingdom of God."
然后接下来十六节，主耶稣说，天国啊，就好像有一个人摆大筵席。
In verse 16, Jesus replied, "In heaven is like a great banquet."
我们来思考这句话，天国好像筵席。
Let us ponder upon this point. The heaven is like a banquet.
什么叫天国好像筵席呢？
What does it mean that the heaven is like a banquet?
我觉得每一次聚会都好像是来一次的筵席一样。
It seems to me that every service I come to a banquet.
每一次聚会都是我们的天父来请我们这些做儿女的回家吃饭。
It seems like every service the heavenly Father invited his children back to have a banquet.
有时候我们聚会多了，聚会久了，想说要来聚会了，为了聚会而来聚会。
Sometimes when we come too often, we will think we come just for the sake of it.
有时候想到机会会有点压力。
And sometimes when you think about this, we will feel pressured.
但是我们想深一个层面。
But on a deeper thought.
聚会如果是天父要请我们做儿女的去吃个筵席的话，就很有意思了。
If service was God inviting His children to come to a feast.
大家也没有吃过法国餐啊。
Have everyone tasted French cuisine?
中国人吃饭很快的。
For Asian people, they usually eat very fast.
坐下，点菜，吃菜，走人。
We sit down, we order, and we eat and we leave.
又是茶餐厅文化，30分钟可以解决了。
Sometimes we can even eat in 30 minutes.
法国餐没有3个小时都不能走。
But for the French, they will take 3 hours.
有一次去法国，被人请吃，被法国人白人请吃法国餐。
There was once I was at France, and I was invited to dine with a French.
坐下来，我本来想一个小时可以解决，这个足足吃了3个小时。
I thought I could deal with it in just an hour, but it took me 3 hours.
前菜
，the entree，
沙拉
，the appetizer and the salad，
喝个酒
，and a bit of wine，
然后主菜
，and the entrees，
主菜完，然后吃甜点
，and then dessert，
丰富的一个法国餐
，and it was a very full banquet.
但是我想，我们聚会比法国餐更好吃。
But to me, our service is more than just the banquet.
前菜就是会前侍颂。
The appetizer will be the pre-service hymn.
我们不要轻看会前侍颂。
But it's not look lightly upon the pre-service hymn.
你提早十分钟来到感觉哦，安静下来，让会前侍颂那首诗把你沉淀下来，你会觉得整个聚会，整个感觉哦，会有所不一样。
If you just come 10 minutes early to attend the pre-service hymnals, you'll feel that it gives you peace.
跟你赶来到已经开始唱第一节了，那种感觉是不一样的。
But when you rush in to sing the first verse, you feel different.
为什么外国人吃饭要 appetizer?
Why do they
开胃菜？这是这个意思。
Why do they need appetizer? It is because of this.
啊，要吃主吃完 appetizer 要吃主菜了。
And after appetizer, you have the entree.
主菜就是听道理。
And the entree will be the sermon itself.
有人前菜吃了就跑掉了，不见了。
And some people will eat the appetizer and leave.
这个是太可惜了。
Then it is very regretful.
哪有人就吃法国餐，吃全餐，主菜都不吃的。
And who will go have a meal without the entree?
除了真的是有工作在身，去当教员，或者是忙录音，忙什么的，不然的话，这个主菜就是我们这次来的目的啊。
Unless you have something to do, like you're teaching RE class, the entree is the reason why you came.
唱诗的时候专心唱下去，听道理的时候专心听进去，你会感觉到。真的是会回家的时候会觉得不一样。
If you're at church and you concentrate on singing the hymns and concentrate on the service, then you'll feel different when you leave and go home.
然后喝什么呢？
And what do you have to drink?
喝圣灵的水。
You'll drink the water of the Spirit.
被圣灵充满，祷告的时候被圣灵充满。
You'll be filled by the Holy Spirit in your prayer.
啊，圣经说不要被酒所醉，然后被圣灵充满。
In the Bible, it says, "Don't be drunken by wine, but be filled by the Holy Spirit."
祷告的时候跪下去说，我这一次我要跟天父讲什么？
When you kneel down, you will think, "What should I say to the Father this time?"
天父也要跟我讲什么？
And what is the Father going to say to me?
真的是好像喝一杯纯酒一样，让你喝进去，哇，这个纯酒在里面感动你这样子。
It is indeed like drinking pure wine.
但是我们不是被肉体的酒，而是被圣灵充满。
But we're not engrossed by the wine; we're filled by the Holy Spirit.
什么是甜点呢？
And what is the dessert?
聚完会之后，大家弟兄姐妹每微笑打个招呼，亲切的问候，这是甜点呢。
It is the fellowship after the service.
我那个主菜很好，吃完之后赶快要走了，就是缺了一些东西。
And if you're filled by the entree and want to leave immediately, you're missing something.
讲道可能很充实，但是讲道完哈利路亚阿门，马上上车拜拜回家了，这都没有吃到甜点呢。
You may be very engrossed in the sermon, but after Hallelujah, Amen, you leave immediately. You miss the dessert.
基督徒生活不只是听道理，基督徒生活就是爱的生活，彼此的关心，这个是甜点啊。
A Christian life not only involve listening to truth, but also involve mutual love.
我们可能知道圣经很多章节，但是可能旁边那个人在这个礼拜、过去一个月发生什么事、有什么软弱，我们可能不知道。
We may know the Bible very well, but however, we don't know the person beside him and what happened to this person.
再来吃饭，一家人吃饭呢，彼此互上了服侍，就是好像互上了夹菜，它非常的甜美啊。
As a family, when we eat together, we'll help each other to the dishes, and it is very sweet that way.
我们看箴言的第十五章。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言第十五章。
Proverbs chapter 15.
十七节。
Verse 17.
可以从第十六节看起哦。
Let us start on verse 16.
十五章十六节。
Chapter 15, verse 16.
少有财宝敬畏耶和华，强如多有财宝烦乱不安。十七节。
17.
赤素菜彼此相爱，强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。啊，不要误会了，这一节不是提倡我们要吃素。
Don't be mistaken. This verse does not tell us to be vegetarian.
啊，这个是个对比。
This is a comparison.
如果吃蔬菜，但是彼此相爱的话，比你每天吃肥牛在恨在吵架来得好啊。
It is better that we have a meal of vegetables and feast in love rather than a meal of fat and cow and hatred.
来到温哥华，我发觉温哥华的华人报纸有个很特别的地方。
When I came to Vancouver, I realized there's a very special point about the Vancouver Asian newspaper.
每天打开什么报啊都一样，那个吃的广告特别多。
No matter which newspaper I look at, there are a lot of food advertisements.
比新闻还多啊。
They're more than news.
皇帝蟹啊，龙虾啊，鲍鱼啊，不同的餐馆都是卖一样的菜，但是又可以放得下那么多餐馆的广告。
Most of the restaurants sell the same dishes, but there's so many restaurants.
这种东西真的是看了报纸啊，如果肚子饿的话，看报纸是不得了啊，胃酸会跑出来。
So it is not good if you are hungry and you read the newspaper.
但是我们发觉啊，那么丰富的东西， 很好吃。
And we realize that these very delicious dishes are savory.
但是叫你每餐每天吃啊，你会受不了的。
But if you eat these every day and every meal, you won't take it.
如果中午也是皇帝蟹，傍晚也是皇帝蟹，早餐也是龙虾，我看一个月都趴下去了。
If you have king crab and lobster for every meal, you wouldn't like it.
吃过很好吃的东西，都会发觉啊，吃到最后只有个结论。
And for those who have tasted very good dishes, in the end, you will have a conclusion.
吃什么不是最重要。
It doesn't matter what you eat.
跟谁一起吃才比较重要。
What is more important is who you eat with.
真的，当你吃遍山珍海味啊，都是这个结论了。
And it is true in if you experience every delicious dish.
所以这里说，如果吃的时候彼此没有彼此相爱的话，吃什么也是没有很大的意思啊。
So here it tells us that no matter what we eat, it wouldn't matter if we don't have love.
啊，所以我们每一次聚会来到聚会就是吃个筵席。
So in every service we're together, we're in a feast.
啊，有个慕道者这样讲。
There's a truth seeker that once said.
他很欣赏真耶稣教会。
He admired True Jesus Church.
啊，欣赏真耶稣教会什么
？What did he admire about this church?
是不是真理的圣灵啊
？Is it the spirit of truth or the sermon?
他说不是。真耶稣教会安息日中午早完早餐聚会，中午还有聚餐，哇，大家非常好。
And he said that it was because in the morning there was service, and at lunch there was lunch prepared for
the brothers. 他不是家里没有饭吃啊，他很多饭吃啊。
And it was not that he didn't have a meal at home.
但是来教会一起吃饭，那种感觉，爱的团契，彼此问候，真的是跟外面那些外教饭啊、应酬饭啊是不一样的。
But indeed, it is different when you come to church and experience love and meal with brothers and sisters.
所以神的国每一次聚会都是个筵席。
So in God's kingdom, in every service, it is a feast.
常聚会的信徒吃得饱饱，灵命也会丰盛。
And for the people who come to service often, they'll be filled by the truth.
一个礼拜来两三次的话，都吃两三次的灵粮嘛。
If you come two or three times a week, you eat two or three times a week.
两个礼拜才来一次的话，这是饿了一点的。
And if you come every 2 weeks, you are a bit hungry.
我们再来看什么是筵席呢？我们看启示录第十九章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 19.
启示录第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
第七节。
Verse 7.
启示录第十九章第七节。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊欢喜的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了。第八节。
Verse 8.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。第九节。
Verse 9.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。这里记载到最后主耶稣要来审判世界，把信徒接上天国，就是最后的羔羊的筵席。
Here it tells us that Jesus will come again and just put judgment on the world and invite us to the wedding supper of the Lamb.
这里说啊，凡在那时候被请赴婚宴的才有福气啊。
And here it says, blessed are those who are invited to this wedding banquet.
这个什么意思？
What does that mean?
这个就是告诉我们，有可能有人没有被请到了。
It is telling us that maybe some people are not invited.
因为在地上的筵席聚会啊，平常弟兄姐妹的团契啊，灵恩会，地上的筵席都没有兴趣了。主耶稣为什么还要请我们去天上的筵席啊？
Because for some people, they're not interested in the feast on the ground, in the services, in the fellowship.
羔羊就是主耶稣，主耶稣娶教会，这个是最大的筵席。
And why would God invite us to the heavenly supper?
所以我们看回来路加福音啊。
Let us turn back to the Gospel of Luke.
第十四章。
Chapter 14.
第十四章啊，刚刚我们所看这个比喻啊，有三种人用三种不同的理由啊，来推却主耶稣天父的这个大筵席的邀请。
Here in the parable, there are three type of people that use three different excuses to refuse this banquet.
他们都异口同声啊，说：“哎呀，我们没有办法了。”
They all said in one voice that they cannot go.
他们用了三个很好笑的理由。
And they had three very foolish excuses.
但是我们先来想一个问题：为什么主人那么生气啊
？And let us ponder upon why the master was angry.
我们有没有请跟人家吃饭？
Have you ever invited a person to a meal?
尤其是当你在家里要请客的时候，是很紧张啊。
Especially when you're at home, you'll be very nervous.
从早上去买菜了。
In the morning, you will go grocery shopping.
回来要忙了一头烟呢。
And at And at home, you'd be very busy.
煮了半天。
And cooking.
如果这个时候，你的朋友打电话给你说，哎呀，我临时不能来了，你会怎样？
If at that time your friend called you up and said, I cannot come, what would you do?
这个大家问姐妹比较清楚，因为姐妹在煮饭。
And the sisters probably know better.
可能弟兄说，没关系，不来，我们都吃，自己吃多一点。
And the brother, if this happened to sisters, the brother will say, that's okay, we'll just eat more.
但是如果这个时候姐妹听到说，哇，一定会生气，为什么？不来，昨天不讲。
But of course, the sisters will feel very upset and think, why did not just tell us beforehand?
问题是啊，这个筵席啊，是为那些人来摆设的，是特别请那些人的。
It is because this feast was made for these people.
是本来是为你而请的。
Those people that are invited.
但是那些人本来也答应了。
And those people consented.
最后自己又不来。
But in the end, they refused to come.
这好像是捉弄家主啊。
It is like fool, like just foolish.
所以这种人是什么人呢？
And what type of people are these?
啊，要从两个层面来看。
There are two aspects of this.
第一种啊，这里所讲的人，这些被请而不来的，就是当时的犹太人。
In the first level, it would be that time the Jewish.
当时的以色列百姓。
The Israelite people.
他们在旧约啊，整天呼吁期待弥赛亚，赶快来救我们啊。
In the Old Testament, they often look for Messiah to come save them.
我们在受苦受难啊。
And that they're in suffering.
谁来打救我们呢？
Who will come save them?
叫了几百年。
And they cried and complained for 100 years.
神的怜悯的心肠发动啊。
And God moved His mercy.
啊，你们那么可怜，差遣他的独生子，主耶稣基督之神，成为肉身来到世上。
And so he sent his only son in flesh, Lord Jesus.
准备要救我们了。
And to come to save us.
这个犹太人都看不起了，这个主耶稣没有身份，没有地位，没有教育背景，没有钱。
But these people looked down upon his status and his wealth.
所以不要主耶稣啊。
So they rejected Jesus.
最后还把主耶稣钉死在十字架上面。
And in the end, they actually crucified him on the cross.
所以明明是犹太人他们请求救主来的，来了又不要。
The Jewish people had asked for a savior, and when the savior came, they rejected him.
你说天父生不生气？
And of course, the heavenly father will be angry.
当然很生气啊。
Of course, he was angry.
所以这个是犹太人。我们来看罗马书第九章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
今天我们这些非犹太人的人，为什么可以坐在会堂里面享受神的救恩呢？
Why are we, the non-Israelites, sitting in this temple worshiping God?
都是因为犹太人先弃绝这个救恩。
It is because the Israelites has rejected this salvation.
我们看罗马书第九章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 9.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
这样我们可以说什么呢？那本来不追求义的外邦人，反得了义，就是因信而来的义。三十一节。
31.
但以色列人追求律法的义，反得不着律法的义啊。再看十一章第七节。
Let us look at chapter 11, verse.
十一章第七节，这是怎么呢？以色列人所求的，他们没有得着，唯有蒙拣选的人得着了，其余的人就成了顽梗不化的。所以啊，这里就告诉我们，犹太人先弃绝，他们推却主耶稣的邀请。
Here it tells us that the Israelites first rejected Lord's invitation.
所以这个比喻讲到最后啊，这个家主就说：“好了，既然现在请你们不来，我就叫那些贫穷的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的、残废的，通通来了。”
So then the master in this parable had finally said, since the people that invited will not come, they invited everyone else.
后来那些被请的是谁呢？
And so who are the ones that were invited in the end?
就是我们这些所谓的在旧约所谓的外邦人啊。
It is us who in the Old Testament we refer to as the Gentiles.
亚洲人啊，黄种人啊。是不是？所以我们想一个问题，我们圣经里面本来是我们不配得救恩的。
In the Bible, it refers that we are not worthy of the salvation.
圣经说我们是瘸腿的，我们是瞎眼的，我们是贫穷的。
That we're the poor and the blind and the crippled.
不是因为我们很好，主耶稣把我们拣选。
It is not because we're good that God chose us.
我们不会以为说啊，因为我们很好，哇，这个民族很优秀，所以主耶稣才从这个民族人兴起真教会。
It is not because we're good and this race is good that God chose us.
我们没有什么好的。
That we're no better than the others.
比起犹太人，他们的经济的实力，他们的聪明的程度，他们的历史背景，没有其他民族可以跟他们比的。
There are no other races that can compare the Jewish in the race and in their wealth.
但是呢，主要是怜悯我们。
But it is because of God's mercy.
那么再看回来路加福音第十四章啊。
Let us turn back to Gospel of Luke chapter 14.
这个拒绝的人又可以说是谁呢？在另外一个层面来说。
On a different level, who are these people that refuse?
我们来先看看这三个理由啊。
Let us first look at the three excuses.
第一个理由是什么？
What was the first excuse?
第一个理由说，我买了一块地，要去看一看。
The first one said, I have bought a field and I must go to see it.
听起来很冠冕堂皇的理由，我买了地那么大件事。
And it seems like a very good excuse. He has bought a field and that was a very great thing.
但是想想看，这个是理由吗？
But think about this. Is this an actual excuse?
你买一块地之前，你没有去看吗？买完才去看吗？
When you bought this field, did you not see this beforehand?
还有一定要今天看，现在看吗？
And do you have to go see it right this day and right now?
晚上是要吃饭的时候，晚上去看地。
In that time, it was dinner time. Did they have to go at that time?
摆明就是理由嘛。
And obviously, that was just an excuse.
第二个理由也是很特别。
And the second was very special as well.
我买了五对牛去看一看，要去试试看。
I have bought five yokes of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out.
买之前没有试过吗？
Have you not tried it out before he bought them?
晚上吃饭的时候去试牛。
And was he to try them out during dinner time?
第三个更好笑。
And the third was even
more foolish. 刚娶了老婆，所以不能来。
I just married, so I could not come.
刚娶了老婆不用吃饭啊。
And if a prince just married, does he not have to eat?
叫老婆一起来啊。
And he can invite the wife to come as well.
所以摆明这三个理由就是不是理由的理由啊。
So obviously, these are just excuses.
这些人是谁呢？
And who are these people?
有时候这些人就是我们。
Sometimes these people are us.
我们总有时候啊，会替自己找很多理由啊。
We'll often make excuses for ourselves.
啊，当我们有心做一件事情的时候，
When we have the heart to do something,
在面前再怎么困难，
No matter what hardships we face,
你问这个不是理由，我可以克服的。
We will overcome these excuses.
但肚子很痛。
Even if we have a stomach ache,
很痛很痛。
And it's very painful.
你想什么？
What will we think?
想要去医院。
We'll think to go to the hospital.
你会说我买了房子还去看看吗？
Would you think that I have bought a house and I want to go see it?
你那个时候你把所有的事情放开，你就是要去，赶去医院。
You will put aside all things in your life and run to the hospital.
所以英文有句话说 ，When there's a will, there's a way. 就是你有心的话，就是有办法可以做得到。
So in the English, there's a phrase, when there's a will, there's a way.
只是当这些人可能有时候是我们对神的心开始有一种变成一种冷淡的时候，就很多理由了。
But as for us, when we have less love for Jesus, we'll have these excuses.
打个比喻啦。
For example.
想起，譬如说我们弟兄来说，我们当时是怎么追我们的太太的
？For example, for the brothers, how are we pursuing our wife?
那时候看到她笑一笑，就非常高兴了。
At that time, when she smiles, we'll be very happy.
她要吃什么，跑了再远，也买给她吃。
It doesn't matter how far the food is. When if she wants it, we'll go for it.
多辛苦多远，也要跑去见她一面，看她一个笑容。
And no matter how far, you'll run to see a smile.
不会觉得很累啊？会觉得很累呢？
Would you feel tired?
脚可能走得很累，但心里不累。
Your legs may be tired, but your heart will not be tired.
因为我爱她，所以再辛苦我也不觉得累。
Because you love her, you will not feel tired.
但是如果当那个爱已经褪色的时候呢？
But however, when the love fades.
在你旁边啊，多看一眼就觉得烦。
Even though she's beside you, you just glance at her, you'll feel annoyed.
不是距离的问题啊。
It is not a matter of distance.
而是心的问题啊。
It is a matter of heart.
所以这三种人，他们有三种东西，让他们推却这个王的约会。
These three types of people have three excuses to refuse this invitation.
第一个就是，这个田地啊，这个代表我们的可能事业或者是不动产。
And the first is the field, and they represent our career.
啊，第二呢，五对牛呢，也可以代表事业，或者是我们所拥有的东西啊。
And these five yokes of oxen could also mean our career.
啊，第三呢，妻子呢，代表我们的家庭。
And the third, the wife would be our family.
常常我们就说事业很忙，或者是家里小孩很忙，各种，所以亲近神的机会就比较少了。
Sometimes we'll make the excuse that we're very busy in our career, we're very busy at home, we'll put God aside.
但是我们来想一个问题。
But let us ponder upon a point.
如果神今天不留我这一口气的话。
If God did not preserve our breath today.
如果下个礼拜医生给我们判断说我们得了绝症，剩一个月的话。
If tomorrow the doctor told us that we have a month left.
这个地有什么用？
What would this field do to us?
五对牛有什么用？
What would the five oxen do for us?
这个妻子也不能带走啊。
And we cannot take our wife with us.
今天我有的牛啊，地啊，妻子啊，都是神给我的。
And today I have the field and the oxen and wife because of God.
神不给我性命的话，这些东西我都没有。
If God did not give me life, I will not have none of these.
所以有时候我们把这些东西看得比神还重要。
Sometimes we'll think these things are more important than God.
我们看马太福音二十二章。
Let us turn to Gospel of Mark,
chapter 22. 马太福音二十二章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22.
二十二章啊，我们常常读的。
Chapter
22. 三十七节。
Verse 37.
我们看三十五节啊。
Let us start on verse 35.
内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”啊，十条诫命之中哪一条最大呢？这个很难讲哦。
It is a very difficult question. Which one is the greatest commandment? 啊，
但是主耶稣怎么回答
？But how did Jesus reply?
主耶稣没有说哪一条第一条或是第四条或是第五条，没有这样讲。
Jesus did not reply the first or second or third.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中第一的，且是最大的。其次也是相反，就是爱人如己。”主耶稣没有告诉他说哪一条最大。
Jesus did not say which one is more important.
但主耶稣这告诉我们一个心态的问题。
But he told us the attitude.
什么叫爱呢
？What is love?
什么叫真正的爱呢
？What is true love?
真正的爱就是尽力去爱。
True love is loving with all your strength.
这句话就是主耶稣告诉我们的。
And this is what Jesus told us.
没有错，我们爱我们的太太。
And it's true, you love your wife.
但是我们有没有尽力的去爱她
？But do we love her with all her strength?
100%， 100% 的爱呢
？Is it love of 100%?
如果要爱她，要爱别人，这个就不是爱了。
If you love her and love somebody else, that is not love.
会有保留的爱，这不是爱了，不是完全的爱了。
And if you love holding back, this is not love.
太太也是一样啊。
It goes same for the wives.
没有错，我爱我的先生。
And it's true that you love your husband.
但是我有没有尽力的去爱他
？But do we love him with all our
全心的去爱他
？Love with all our hearts.
我们不用问妈妈有没有尽力去爱孩子，妈妈都一定会尽力去爱孩子。
We don't need to ask whether a mother loves her children.
这个是母性的本能。
This is mother nature.
但是孩子呢就不一定会尽力去爱父母。
But as for children, they may not love their parents with all their heart.
所以神爱我们是尽力的去爱。
That is to say that God loves us with all His heart.
啊，我们爱神可能就是一点点了啊。这个牛比较重要，我说最近很忙啊。这个田地比较重要。
But for us, we may only love God a little bit and put importance
我常常看,
on other things.
看到一个经节，我在思考一个问题。
I often ponder upon a point when I read a verse.
啊，以赛亚书五十三章十二节。
Isaiah chapter 52.
以赛亚书五十三章十二节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12.
以赛亚书五十三章十二节。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse
12. 所以我要使他与位分大的同分，与强盗的均分掠物，因他张命倾倒，以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他担当许多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。今天就是所谓一般基督教界所纪念的耶稣受难节了。
And today would be for many denominations, Passover.
啊，圣经没有告诉我们要设立一个节来庆祝，要纪念耶稣的受难跟复活。
In the Bible, it does not tell us that we must have a holiday to remember his death and his resurrection.
圣经没有说要做的东西，我们没有增教会，没有加上去。
So in the Bible, if it does not tell us to do so, the true church will not add this on.
但主耶稣的死，我们就要纪念，就每一次圣餐里，我们都会思考主为我们所受的苦。
But however, God's death we'll remember, and every Holy Communion we remember His death.
不单只是一年一次，不只靠那个一年一次这个耶稣受难节了。
And we do not only celebrate this once a year.
但当我看这一节的时候，我看到这几个字，四个字：张命倾倒，然后以至于死。
But when I read this verse, He poured out His life unto death.
什么叫张命倾倒
？What does this mean?
就好像一杯水、一桶水啊，你整个倒出去，一点都没有保留了。
Just like a cup of water when you pour all of it out.
神爱我们就是这样，一点都没有保留。
And it is the way that God loves us. He does not hold back.
生命都给我们了。
He gave us His life.
就好像父母爱儿女也是没有保留了。
Just like how parents love the children, they do not hold back.
啊 ，baby 在要换尿布，妈咪没有说我太累了，明天再给你换，屁股都烂掉了。
If the baby needs to change his diaper, the mother will not say, "Let us wait for tomorrow."
我常看到我太太真的很辛苦啊，吃饭吃到一半，闻到说有糯米鸡的味道，啊，刚刚就把饭碗放下来就去换大便了。
And I also feel that my wife works very hard when she's having dinner, and there's something wrong with the child, she would run to the child.
如果换我说我吃一半怎么换呢？等一下吧。
And as for me, I would say, wait a minute.
啊，母亲就是这样没有保留。
And that is what mother love is.
神也是这样，耶稣也是这样，没有保留，将命都倒给我们了。
And it's the same with God, same with Jesus. They do not hold back.
因为我们呢，怎么对主耶稣呢？
But how do we love toward Jesus?
啊，做实验呢，拿一滴那个很准的，读化学的就知道了。那个不会讲，滴滴，我滴下去。
And like a chemical experiment, we'll take a pipette.
哇，不能放太多，一点点就好了。
That we must be very accurate and we cannot overdo it.
哦，有就好。
As long as it is there.
我想想，主耶稣在十字架上面所说的话是什么？我渴了。
And let's ponder about what Jesus said on the cross, that he was thirsty.
然后呢，冰丁就怎么样？沾一沾了，沾一沾而已，沾一沾那个醋，都给他舔一舔，就没有了。
And what did the soldier do? They dipped water and gave it to him.
我们就有时候像那个兵丁一样，主耶稣你要吗？好了，我不是不给你，但是一点点啊，有就好了。
Sometimes we're like the soldier. Since Jesus wanted it, we'll just dip it and give it to him.
时间呢也是这样，有就好了，一点点不要太多。
And same with time, as long as there, just a little bit.
不然的话，没有自己的时间了。
Or else we wouldn't have our own time.
没有家庭的时间了。
And we'll have time for our family.
我们的金钱也是一样。
And the same for our wealth.
我们可以买东西。不会想很多、啊、
We'll make a lot of purchase and we won't think too much of it.
但是我们奉献的时候就很挣扎。
But when we offer, we will be struggling.
我们缴税都不止缴10%呢。
When we offer tax, we don't.
加拿大税很重哦，我看打工的至少30%以上。
And for income tax, we put in almost 30%.
但是10%这个字呢，就十分之一这个字呢，就很沉重。
But however, we look very heavily upon this tithe, this 10%.
我在想，加拿大政府对我蛮好，还是神对我们好
？And let us think, who treats us better, the Canadian government or God?
当然，加拿大政府对我们很好啊。
Of course, the Canadian government treats us very well.
很多福利。
And we have very many benefits.
所以说，给我们这个性命啊，照顾我们比加拿大政府还好。
But however, God gave us our life, and He treats us better than the Canadian government.
所以主耶稣是将命倾倒给我们了，我们给主耶稣什么呢
？So God poured out His life for us. What do we give back to Him?
所以啊，当这个主人呢、啊，听到这三个客人呢、啊、被请来都没有出现的时候，心中就很生气又很失望。
And so this is why the master was very angry and very disappointed when these three guests rejected the invitation.
大概我们有这种感觉。
Maybe we have experience.
如果我们很喜欢一个人
，If we like this person，
当然如果对方也很喜欢你的话，你就会很快乐。
And of course, you'll be very happy if this person likes you back.
如果对方完全拒绝你，根本就从一开始都不理你，你就算了。
But however, if the person rejects you，
你会痛苦一下下，但是也就算了，把它忘记了。
You will suffer for a bit, but you will forget about it.
最痛苦就是那种藕断丝连、爱理不理。
But the most painful if the person will not even look at you.
又不拒绝你，但是又对你很冷淡。
But if they refuse you, but they're very cold to you.
啊，这种就煎熬的。
And that is painful.
所以我们不要对神冷淡了。
So you must not be cold to God.
主耶稣准备好了一切了，请我们来了，我们就高高兴兴的来亲近主。
If God had prepared things and made things ready, we must come to Him.
好，我们再看回来路加福音第十四章啊。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 14.
啊，路加福音第十四章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 14.
第24节啊。
Verse 24.
我告诉你们，先前所请的没有一个得偿我的筵席的。
I tell you, not one of these men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.
啊，因为他们自己没有去赴这个筵席。
It is because they did not come to this banquet.
因为他们自己不配。
Because they were not worthy themselves.
不是因为主耶稣不爱他们。
It is not because Jesus did not love them.
所以今天主耶稣也是准备好了。
And so today Jesus has prepared for us.
要更爱我们，预备这个丰盛的属灵筵席给我们。
He has prepared this spiritual banquet for us to love us more.
我们的回应是什么呢
？But what is our reply?
我们请唱赞美诗421首。
Let us sing hymn 420.